Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
This we know. great God. We serve a God that will take on our issues, take on our grief. He'll take on our pain. But I believe at times, and I've been guilty of that time and time again, to where I didn't give it to him. I wanted to hold on to it myself. But he said one simple thing. Just give it to me. Just give it to me. I don't know what it is. I don't know, maybe it's for me today, but maybe it's for someone else out there. We need to stop trying to bear all these things alone. The pressure, the stress. It is not for us to take our own and always to bear. It is not for us to carry by ourselves. God doesn't want that for us. So I don't know if that's you, but as we sing this song, simply lift your hands and say, Jesus, I give it all to you. I lay it all at your feet. I don't want to carry this by myself. Your word says that you would take it and you would bear it. Nothing that comes from you is stressful, is unbearable. So if that's you today, give it to him.
Are you hurting and broken within? Overwhelmed by the weight of your sin? Jesus is calling. Have you come to the end of yourself? Do you thirst for a drink from the well? Jesus is calling. Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Forgiveness was bought with the precious.
song's over, the words aren't on the screen anymore. And you're just sitting there alone with your thoughts and your silence. I don't know about you guys, but I know a lot of times for me, whenever I'm in the quiet and I'm alone and it's just silent, I begin to think of all of my problems, all of my struggles, all the things that I have coming up against me. They just begin to just run through my brain. I need to finish this. I need to work on that. I need to get better at this. I need to fix this. I don't have this and I need to get it. All of those thoughts just begin to run through my brain, and in those moments, it's so easy for anxiety, it's so easy for fear, it's so easy for doubt to just rush in. So what do we do? What do we do in these moments when there's no words on the screen? When everything that is against you just seems like it's right in front of you? I don't know about you guys, but I believe that there's some people in here that are struggling. There's some people in here that have those thoughts that are just right in front of their face. You just need to stop and just begin to exalt Him. Because when you exalt Him, you begin to take your focus off of your problems. You begin to take your focus off of your fear. You just begin to take your focus off of your anxiety, because those are all things that the enemy is trying to use to distract you from God right now, in that moment, in this moment. So right now, if that's you, you just need to do the words, just leave the words off the screen. Just begin to just exalt the Lord. Just begin to say, God, I praise you. Just begin to say, God, I thank you. God, I know that you are working. God, I know that you have good plans for me. God, I know that you are making a way in a desolate place. I know that you have already just went and given me the victory. God, I exalt you. God, I praise you. God, I thank you. God, you are the creator of the universe. You are the beginning and the end. God, you have all power in your hands. And God, you love me. I'm your child. God, you picked me up out of the dirt. You made me clean. God, you made a way. God, I thank you that you're continuing to make a way when it looks like there is no way. And God, we focus on you. God, we exalt you. God, we exalt you. Come on, just sing that. Just sing that a few more times. Just sing that. Just come on, just focus on him.